The wife of Bath is one great rhetorical virtuoso of the Canterbury Tales, and here's the other, who's the pardoner. Here he's condemning gluttony. O womb, O belly, O stinking cod, fulfilled of dong and of corruption, at either end of thee, fool is the sound. Who great labour and cost is thee to finder these cookies, how they stamp, and strain and grinder and turn and substance into accident to fulfil all the licorous talent. O to the harder bones knocker they the marrowy, for they cast a knocked away that may go through the grollet soft and swater. Of specery of leaf and bark and rota shall bane his saucer market be delete, to make him yet a newer appetite. But certes, he that haunteth switch delices is dead, or that he liveth in the offices. A lecherous thing is wean, and drunkenness is full of striving and of wretchedness. O drunken man, disfigured is the farce, sore is the breath, fool art thou to embrace, and through the drunken noses seemeth the soon, as though thou saidest aye, thump thoon, thump thoon. And yet God wot Samson drank never no wean. Thou fallest, as it were, a sticked swean. Thee tongue is lost, and all the honest cura, for drunkenness is very sepultura of man's wit and his discretion. In whom that drink hath domination, he can no counsel keep, it is no dreader. Now keep you fro' the wheat and fro' the reader, and namely fro' the wheat wean of leper that is to sell in fish street or in chaper. This wean of spine crepeth subtly in other weanies growing faster bia, of which there either switch fumosatia, that when a man hath drunk a draught is thray, and weaneth that he be at home in chaper, he is in spine, richt at the tone of leper, not at the Rochelle, nay at Bordeaux tune, and then a will he say, thump thoon, thump thoon.